Warren, how frustrating was that? You were leading 2-1 half-time and then lost it in stoppage time.
Yeah, obviously bitterly disappointed. You know, I don't think we deserve to lose the game. I think at 2-1, we were comfortable, really. A rash of blood, really. The free kick was avoidable. It was a silly free kick to give away. But then again, it's a long way out. We were slow to organise. I don't think we needed three men in the wall. You know, and then concede with a 30-yard drive. So a poor goal to give away. Didn't rattle us. We kept going, even though the crowd obviously is up for it in situations like that. And I still think then we had good opportunities to score and make it 3-2. I think that maybe the best chance at 3-1 for Bogle, he did really well in the box, turned the lad. If he scores there, I think you're a lot more comfortable going into the last 15 minutes.
He looks a natural striker, and after those two goals midweek against Norwich, you thought he was going to get that one, didn't you? I mean, it looked an easy chance.
I mean, he took his goal well. Good opportunity, roll the guy well, and you're thinking you're waiting for the into the back of the net. You know, I think maybe in the first half as well, he made himself an opportunity and could have squared it to Sam Morsey for a tap-in. But you've got to look at the endeavour and the skill and the bravery and the power that he's created two situations for himself, you know, out of almost nothing, really.
Your goalkeeper, Jakob Haugaard, was injured first half, but he carried on playing and you brought him off at half-time. What's the injury and how is he?
I don't really know. I mean, to be fair, at half-time, it was right at the end of half-time that the physios and the doctor just came to us and said he couldn't go on, so that was it, really. You're going out preparing for the second half. It was a bit of a rush job, so I don't really know what... Obviously, there was a collision in the first half. I don't really know the extent of the injury.